Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Riley Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 13, 1951, a suggestion was published in the Barbados Advocate regarding how Barbados could solve its issues with sourcing frozen meat. Apparently, at that time, the island relied heavily on frozen meat coming from Australia and New Zealand. However, in the case of Australia, the supplies were supposed to arrive in Barbados from there on a bi-monthly basis, but instead were arriving on a more erratic schedule, coming in every 3 or 4 months. With regards to New Zealand, supplies from there were held up by an ongoing war strike. Therefore, it was suggested that Barbados could follow Trinidad's lead and source frozen meat from Argentina. Trinidad had been making attempts to get small quantities of the good from Argentina every fortnight. The suggestion came from William Patterson, who was in charge of the meat department of J.N. Goddard's and Sons. He was of the view that the Barbados government could get the United Kingdom to grant permission to the island to import the meat from Argentina, and that a supply could come in on a monthly basis. In an island of limited land area, and even smaller acreage for various foodstuffs, Barbados has historically relied on outside sources for many food products, including meat. More than 70 years after the suggestion was published on this day, May 13, 1951, the Barbados government has sought to address the meat supply issue by engaging with Guyana to use that country's considerable land space for the rearing of black-bellied sheep. This initiative is to enhance the island's efforts at increased food security by decreasing the island and the region's reliance on lamb and mutton from New Zealand and Australia. It is Guyana that was selected for the undertaking because of, aside from the land, its climate, water supplies, forages, and other resources. The black-bellied sheep expansion project is aiming to raise 1 million sheep between the two countries.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.